Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Students representing schools across the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District participated in a contest of wits at Skyview Middle School over the weekend, Mind Mazes. A total of 37 teams from all over the peninsula joined the annual STEM competition on Saturday. The competition challenges kids to work as a team to accomplish engineering-style tasks, like building a car out of a mousetrap. The mousetrap was part one of this year's challenge. Harness the potential energy of an unsprung trap, use it to propel a vehicle through a narrow lane, and strike a small target, a can, at the other side. Student teams had several weeks to collaborate and prepare their cars, and they earned points in the contest for the distance their cars traveled and whether or not they hit the target. The second element of this year's competition was a spontaneous challenge in which teams were given a bag of miscellaneous objects to use to construct a tower. The objects, 20 popsicle sticks and 10 toothpicks, then had to support an amount of weight chosen by each team. Teams received points for the tower's height and the amount of weight it held.
Just fun to see the kids doing it,
said KPBSD Superintendent Clayton Holland, who was invited to be a judge in this year's contest.
A lot of times kids, when they're into math or sciences, or, you know, they like to work by themselves, right? That's the comfort zone. And this forces you to work as a team and come together and communicate with each other.
Teams were divided into two divisions, junior and intermediate. In the junior division, the Peachy Peaches, a team from Kenai Middle School, took first place. The Pepsi Lovers from Nikiski Middle and High School took first overall in the intermediate. Alaska's healthcare facilities are conserving the use of intravenous or IV fluids as part of a statewide response to supply shortages. Hurricane Helene halted production at Baxter International, the largest supplier of IV fluids and outpatient dialysis solutions in the country. It could be a month before the North Carolina facility resumes production. Coleman Cutchins, a clinical pharmacist working for the Alaska Department of Health, said major drug shortages are very common, but he said he is concerned about this supply disruption. He said healthcare centers in Alaska are doing a lot of work now to prevent severe shortages later. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends facilities monitor their supply and reduce use where they can. The CDC suggests conserving by doing things like waiting to replace IV fluids until bags are empty and helping people rehydrate by mouth when possible. Cutchins said hospitals can reduce their IV fluid usage significantly by following those recommendations. He also said the state will step in to coordinate targeted conversations between healthcare facilities and organizations if the shortage worsens. As of publication, healthcare facilities weren't making major changes to patient care because of the shortage. A representative from Providence, Alaska, said Baxter provides the hospital with about 130 different supplies, and they're employing strategies to ensure there is no disruption to patient care. A representative from the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium said Baxter is not their supplier, but they're conserving to help ensure continued availability statewide. According to a press release from Baxter, the company is tapping global supply of IV fluids to compensate for the shortage. Baxter said they're making progress toward reopening and aim for full production of IV fluids by the beginning of 2025. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a state disaster emergency in response to the West Coast storm impacting Alaska in October of 2024. On October 18th, the National Weather Service reported that a powerful storm was developing, poised to affect the west coast of Alaska with gale force winds, heavy rain and snow, and coastal surges. In anticipation, the State Emergency Operations Center went into preparedness level 2, heightened awareness, and conducted community calls on October 19th to potentially affected areas to confirm awareness of the storm and support preparedness actions. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.